Cabs go, the movie houses go, the coffee company bosses jump out windows. My father, suddenly responsible for his own caloric intake, is forced to go on the hustle. He drives a cab, runs a pool room, strikes out with assorted scams, and makes book. Summers, he's paid to go to Saratoga to attend to questionable horse racing business for Albert Anastasia. Summers upstate were another series of bedtime stories. How he loved that life. Fancy clothes, the big per diem, sexy women, and then somehow he meets my mother, Tilt. How he wound up with Nettie is a mystery on a par with Dark Matter. Two characters, as mismatched as Hannah Arendt and Nathan Detroit, they disagreed on every single issue except Hitler and my report cards. And yet, with all the verbal carnage, they stayed married for 70 years. Out of spite, I suspect. Still, I'm sure they loved each other in their own way, a way known perhaps only to a few headhunting tribes in Borneo. In Mom's defense, I have to say Nettie Cherry was a wonderful woman, bright, hardworking, sacrificing. She was faithful and loving and decent, but not, let us say, physically prepossessing. When I said years later my mother looked like Groucho Marx, people thought I was kidding. In her last years, she suffered from dementia and died at 96. Delusional as she was at the end, she never lost her ability to kvetch, which she had raised to an art form. Dad, spry into his mid-90s, never a worry nor a care ever disturbed his sleep, nor a single thought his waking hours. His philosophy amounted to, if you don't have your health, you got nothing. Wisdom deeper than all the complexity of Western thought, succinct as a fortune cookie. And he kept his health. Nothing bothers me, he would brag. You're too stupid for anything to bother you, Mom would patiently try to explain. Mom had five sisters, one homelier than the next, with Mom arguably the homeliest of the swarm. Let me put it this way. Freud's Oedipal theory that all us men unconsciously want to kill our fathers and marry our mothers hits a brick wall when it comes to my mother. Sadly, even though my mother was a much better parent, much more responsible, more honest, and more mature than my not-so-moral, philandering father, I loved him more. Everybody did. I guess because he was a sweet guy, warmer, more demonstrably affectionate, while she took no prisoners. She was the one who kept the family from going under. She worked as a bookkeeper in a flower shop. She ran the household, cooked the meals, paid the bills, made sure there was fresh cheese in the traps, while my father peeled off 20s he couldn't afford and stuffed them into my pocket while I slept. On those rare occasions over the years when he hit his number, we all got cut in big time. Dad played the numbers every single day, rain or shine. It was the closest thing in his life to religious observance. And whether he left the house with $1 or $100, he spent it all before returning home. On what? Well, clothes and other essential items like tricky golf balls that rolled funny and he could use to cheat his pals. And he spent it on me and my sister, Letty. He spoiled us with the same generous freedom with which his father had spoiled him. Example, at one point, Dad was a waiter on the Bowery working nights for no salary, only tips. Yet every morning I woke up, I was going to high school at the time, there on my night table was $5. The other kids I knew were getting 50 cents or maybe a dollar allowance a week. I was getting $5 a day. What did I do with it? Ate out, bought magic tricks, used it to bankroll my card or crap games. See, I had become this amateur magician because I loved everything about magic. I always took anything that required solitude, like practicing sleight of hand or playing a horn or writing, as it kept me from having to deal with other humans who, for no explainable reason, I didn't like nor trust. I say no reason because I came from a large, loving, extended family who were all nice to me. It's like I was a genetically born louse. Meanwhile, I'd sit all alone and practice card moves and coin moves, manipulating the deck, false shuffles, false cuts, bottom dealing, palming. Anyhow, it was a short